Done. Did it. I hit go. You listen to this show at the beginning, right? Do these little fake before we're ready things, I mean, is it worth folks' time?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that was my sound test, by the way. You got one? Because I need to check my levels. I need to check my levels.
Well, mis pantalones son muy feo.
Your pantalones are muy feo. Sorry, that was loud. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I stole that from Last Week Tonight with Jan Yoliver. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Be Cousins, episode number 132, the one about Mexico. I am Jason Mark, and studio with me and you with these. Joe Neal, cousin from another brother, same dancing mother, grandmother. We're going to talk about Mexico. I have a lot of tequila today, and it shows. Is show's the right word for if you can hear it? Because you can't see me. Thank God. I'm actually holding on to one of my nipples right now. I have no idea why. It just was where my hand was. And my hand closed on my nipple. Good thing I'm alone. Welcome to JBC. That'll teach you to not do intros, Joe. That'll learn you.
Just enough time for a quick recap of the intro.
I love that show.
I was trying to do a British accent, and I think it came off half-ass Australian.
Okay, I'm going to be real straight up honest with you, and you know I love you to death, but it didn't come off as anything. I mean, I didn't hear a thing. I didn't hear any. It sounded like you're from where you are from now. It didn't sound like you're from somewhere else.
Well, that's how terrible I am at all.
No.
I mean, all accents.
No, it was good. Can you do a Mexico accent?
Welcome to Last Week Tonight.
Yeah, no.
With that was John Oliver.
Now, can you... know? Do Mexico. Don't do Australia. This is a Mexico show.
Oh, a Mexican accent.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Bomba clap!
No, okay, stop. All right. What are you going to talk about? Episode number 132. What is that in Mexico speak?
Mexico speak?
Well, how they speak in Mexico? What am I supposed to say? Spanish?
You know numbers in Spanish.
Well, I know... Two is dos, and 30 is treinta, so that's treinta y dos, but what's 100? Cien? I don't know. Is it ciento?
Ciente treinta y dos.
Ciento treinta y dos. Episodio. Don't you just hate it? I really do. I think it's, I don't know if it's racist because it's a country, not a race, but I hate it when people say, I'm going to speak Mexico now, and they just put O on the end of everything, you know, like, take me to the restauranto, Felipe. It's just, no, that's, why would you think... That's effective.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
It's stupid. No. You know what reminded me of that, though, today? My son, who's young, was listening to some music, and they were singing Bingo, you know? And I just realized how lazy those fuckers were that wrote that song. They're like, and Bingo was his name-o. It's like they couldn't even fucking find a rhyme. They're like, just say name-o, right? And Bingo was his name-o. It's like, no, it's like...
They didn't even, like, add O to the end of, like, thing. So it was like Bingo was a thingo.
Yeah, exactly.
They just put O on and it didn't even work. It didn't even really make it rhyme. It,
yeah,
just put a fucking O at the,
yeah,
end.
I mean,
yeah,
it's like...
That's weak.
That's lame. And I know in Spanish and in French and a lot of those Latin languages, a lot of their words end with the same sound. So, like, it's easy to rhyme. So maybe that's, you know, what they're going for. They're like, oh, we're just going to rip off from Mexico, their technique. When you say Bingo is his name, it's like, okay, Bingo is a game and Bingo is his name. Boom, that's a rhyme. I came up with that now and I'm drunk. Come on.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the Mexico episode.
Episode.
I am curious. Here's my problem.
You're just like Curious George, you're a monkey.
I'm curious how we're going to approach this topic because it occurs to me that every story that I have involving Mexico, and I do have a few. Mm-hmm. I've already told them, so I'm fresh out of Mexico stories. Okay. I would like to tell stories of Mexico, but I told my story about the dog that got his head squished and his eyeball popped out on Isla de Perros Muertos, on my honeymoon.
Yeah,
I told that story.
Well, you don't have to tell stories, dude. You can just talk about, like, Mexico things. Like, did you know, for example, that Mexico is the number one exporter of beer in the world? Did you know that, Joe?
No, that's pretty interesting. That's the thing. I know that you have a lot of knowledge about the country itself.
Well,
maybe we can start there. Well, I don't know. Am I wrong? Can you tell me more?
I don't know that I have any more knowledge than anyone else. I did go to I went to the internet today to look up some things. And so I typed in, I was like, give me some Mexico trivia to see if there's anything I could bring up, like the whole silver thing, or not silver, the beer thing. Also, they make a lot of silver. They mine a lot of silver. Anyway, so I get to this website, and I'm not even reading the details. I'm just going down the list. First thing first is there's a stock photo. It's a stock photo of a woman, and she's sitting at a desk, and she's holding a little Mexican flag in her hands, and she's got this look on her face of like, holy shit, a flag! Like, she's just so, like, surprised that she's holding a flag. Like, I don't know where they get these stock photo ideas from, but it's like, did the dude who's making this website go, okay, I need a picture of a woman holding a flag, and she's got to look like, holy shit, something just, I just sat on a burrito. I know, her face looks hilarious.
Oh, God.
Right? So that was the first thing. And then I'm reading this thing. This guy's like, okay, fact number one, it's one of my most diverse countries in the world. And I don't know what he's talking about, so you have to read it. He's just talking about ethnic diversity, culture, food, and biological diversity. It's like, okay, great. And then there's a picture of a leopard or a jaguar, one of the two. He said that, here's another fact about Mexico, Joe. Feel free to jump in at any moment here, anytime.
Okay.
Yucatan was named after a misunderstanding. He said that, this is what he said, and I don't think this is true. I think this is a lie. When the Spaniards arrived, they asked what the place was called. Okay, and just let me just back up here. When they arrived. He didn't say where they arrived. They just arrived, right? So apparently, yeah. I'm guessing that they were at the border, right? And they went into, like, maybe they went into Juarez. Maybe they went into, what's that one just south of San Diego? What's that one called? The town.
Tijuana?
Yeah, Tijuana. Sorry. They go into Tijuana.
Well, let me say it in white guy. Yeah. Tijuana.
Yeah. So they walk into Tijuana, and they asked what the place was called, and the locals answered Yucatan. In the local language, Yucatan means, I don't understand you. But the Spaniards thought they replied with the name of the place. Because, you know, that's how it works, right? Here you are, you're this guy on a horse, and you're covered with, like, plate mail, and you got swords, and you walk in on some natives, and you're like, hey, dudes, what's this place called? And they're like, oh, this is Tijuana. But instead they said, what's that guy say? I don't know. We'll say Yucatan to him. Why? Because that means I don't know in our language. Okay, cool. Yeah, Yucatan, dude.
You cannot speak in a language that I understand.
So here's fact number three. The Day of the Dead is widely celebrated. Now, that's a fact about Mexico, Joe. That's a fact, apparently.
God, that's weak.
That's so weak, isn't it? And there's a bunch of people with pictures of skulls painted on their faces. And this is where I started to get suspicious about the guy who wrote this, right? You'd think the first three would have thrown me, but this is where I started to get suspicious. Mexicans are working the longest average hours in the world. I'm like, wait a minute. English isn't this dude's first language, is it? And then he writes, Mexicans sure ain't lazy. Quite the contrary. All right, so clearly this guy's not American, because up here we're all a bunch of racist asshats, right? He says they are...
Okay, I'm following you.
They are working the longest average hours in the world. In total, they are working 43 hours on average per person. He doesn't say per week, but I think that's what he means. Or 2,255 hours per year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he needed to finish that sentence.
Yeah, yeah. So the next thing he wrote is, Chichen Itza is one of the seven wonders of the world. Okay, sure. Yeah, have you ever been to Chichen Itza or Chichen Itza or...
Yes, I have been to Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. I couldn't pronounce it then, and I can't now.
Don't worry about it. It's tough. Yeah, it's in Mayan, so, you know, you're not to blame.
And it was raining. Apparently, it doesn't rain often there at right. the time of year that I was there. And so Laura and I actually had a great time there because there weren't a whole lot of people, and the people that were there were kind of like scrambling and getting out of the way. And Laura and I were just in the rain.
Did you tell me that you saw an old fat dude fall down the steps of Chichen Itza?
No, but I wish I did.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I think that's a...
Because I wish that I would have seen it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to get up there.
Oh, you're not? Oh, maybe that's why you didn't.
Correctly, yeah. They don't let you get out of there.
I wouldn't let a bunch of people walk up and down one of the seven wonders of the world. That's just stupid.
One, they're going to ruin it. Two, fat people are going to fall down.
They're going to ruin it, right? Ruiner it, because it's already a ruin, right? That's the whole point.
Well, and I think they were I could say this. I like this about Mexico, at least the locations that I've been to. They're not as concerned about, like, frivolous liabilities.
Yeah.
Like, I went to, what was it called? Extreme. It was a zip line place.
Yeah.
But you could also hop in an ATV and go splashing through a bunch of rivers and through caves and stuff, and you've got helmets on, and they just give you this ATV, and they just let you go apeshit through the jungle. And they didn't care. They were like, here's your – I didn't sign anything. They didn't care. I could have easily killed myself in that thing. And they were just like, look, it's you. If you kill yourself, it's on you. We don't have a bunch of paperwork to back that up, but believe me, we don't give a fuck.
We don't care, Snowflake.
I like that.
Yeah.
And we did a bunch – actually, okay, I lied because Extreme was really fun. I was like, man, that was some of the most fun I've had in Mexico.
Yeah.
Because I did the ATV thing, and again, I'm splashing through – you know, we're four-wheel driving. We're going through caves. We're splashing, bouncing all over the place. And I actually turned to my wife, and I have a video of this. Maybe on another show I'll play the audio of it. I'm not lying. I got a video that my wife is taking of me while we're like four-wheel driving through the jungle, and I turned to her and I started singing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang like Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, and I don't know if the video caught it, but you know, I even climactically was like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, I love you, and then I was like Chitty while we were splashing through a river.
That's the call of the wild.
Yeah.
I like that. That's great. See, this is what I like about Mexico's got a lot going on. I mean, it's got food, it's got culture, it's got people, it's got government, it's got crime, it's got justice, it's got art, and it's got
and it's got adventure parks.
And I think part of the culture of Mexico is, you know, that whole like, yeah, if you don't wanna you're gonna sign nothing, just get on here and go. And that's what I like about it. It's like, you know, that's part of it. That's a Mexican thing to me. It's they're tough. They're a tough people. I'm serious. They're that fact up there about how they work 43 hours a week. That's true. They're hardworking people, and they're tough. And they just
43 hours a person.
A person, yeah. Sorry.
Total. No, I'm just kidding.
And they don't. It's not. You don't go to Mexico and someone's like, oh no, I gotta put on 12 safety harnesses to go into the grocery store and buy some, you know, rhubarb. No, you don't. It's just go for it. They're tough. That's what I like about them. Let me keep reading this.
Here's something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I've got to tell you one more story about the adventure park. Unless you want to wait. I can do it later.
No. Go.
Here's another thing. This would never happen in America because somebody would get sued. And I think that really sucks. Like, we should be able to do stuff like this. Check it out. Laura and I, we do the ATV thing. We go on a big zip line tour. Scary, fun, awesome, everything. We also went through, we did like a canoe. You have like hand paddles and you canoe through caves where there's a bunch of bats.
Okay, right? Yeah. We talked about bats in the last episode. Yeah.
Say again?
We talked about bats in the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's some more about bats. We saw that there were bats in there as we went through. The dude at the beginning said, you two should get in separate canoes because people really suck at coordinating together to get through the caves and all the turns, because you have to be able to, you know, paddle correctly together and coordinate. Laura and I were like, oh, fuck this. And we kicked ass. It was great. It made me feel good. It's not that I have a lot of experience in, you know, kayaking or paddling boats or anything, but we figured it out. I don't know. We just did a good job. There was a bunch of bats and there was a bunch of bat poop.
Yep, guano.
Yeah. But then we did the other cave where you just swim through it, and so we're swimming through all these caves, and there's a bunch more bats, shit, and then at the very end, they have a guy swim underneath this thing, and he's got like a shark fin on.
Okay.
And he comes out, and everybody – that's his whole job, I guess. He comes in. He plays like he's a shark. Everybody gets scared, screams, cries, and shit. And then they pop up, and they laugh at you.
Yeah.
And I was pretty scared. I mean, yeah. I thought we were going to die from shark attack.
From shark attack, sure.
And we screamed, and then he popped up, and he laughed, and then we, you know,
you've been about
we
your
recovered.
Day.
But yeah. In retrospect, I was like, man, that's great. Somebody would have gotten sued, but that's a lot of fun. That was goddamn exciting.
Yeah.
And I was going to die from a shark attack.
That's why you go on a honeymoon, to see if you're going to die or not. And you go on your honeymoon so you can work with your honey. And you're like, you know, I'm not going to get in a separate boat. We just got married, okay, in front of people. I'm not getting a different boat. What if a shark shows up? I want to be in the same boat with my wife when she dies, who's been my wife for like 3 days now, thanks. Screw you, suing people.
Well, because we're not rich people, we had to save up a bunch of money for this, and we went on our honeymoon way later, like 6 months later.
Well, still not a year, though. It's not like you were attached yet. It wasn't permanent, right? Because it's not permanent till your first year. Isn't that the rules? Like, you have a year to, like, get a... Isn't that the warranty lasts a year? I don't know. Anyway, let's move on.
You mean for annulment? I didn't know what you were talking about.
I have no idea what
you're talking about. Within a year, you can annul and not have to get a divorce. I don't know much about marriage. I've only been married for a few years now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know much either. It's difficult because I find myself, at the same time as I'm listening to you, I'm also doing the OCD thing where I'm watching this Japanese dude make... furniture out of bamboo, and also pictures of Lana Del Rey, and also trying to read these Mexican facts. So I'm multitasking here.
I want to call attention to the fact that I think you said Japadude.
I probably did say Japadude.
Which is not, that's not a, that's...
okay, I did not mean it in any kind of bad way.
I think that's a vulgar term.
Is it? Okay, I didn't mean it. And if somebody called me like a honkadude, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a honkadude, what's up? But anyway, I appreciate what you're saying. I'll try not to call him Japadude anymore, but he's Japanese. And he's making stuff out of bamboo. But that's not Mexico. Let's go back to Mexico. Mexico, Joe, has 68 official languages. I find that very hard to believe.
There's no way I would have even imagined that.
I'm sure there are 68 languages that are spoken there. And many of them probably sound similar to others. But that they're official languages? Like, what makes a language official? Who's sitting there going, no. No, no, no. Don't say your Z like that. Say like this. Zoo. Now it's a language. Okay. Write that one down, Steve. Right? I mean, not Steve. Jose, write that one down. Zoo.
Steve-o.
Steve-o. Okay. Now, two things happened when I was reading this list at this point. Here I am on number 7. Two things happened, made me go, what? First thing was, I noticed that all the ads on this website are for women's hygiene products. First thing I noticed.
Mm.
Okay, so specifically for Poise. Now, I'm not a woman. I do have a wife, and I know what she prefers. And she's never had me go buy her Poise. But I think it was an ad that was generated automatically. It's not like this guy who made this website. It's like, okay, I want to tell people about Mexico. I want to tell them about the languages and the culture, and I want them to be able to buy tampons at the same time. So hook me up. No, I don't think it was like that. I think it's one of those deals where Google was like, hey, I noticed you've been looking at a lot of pictures of naked women and vaginas. Maybe you should check out these tampons. Maybe that was what was going on. I don't know. It's the internet, right?
I feel like the algorithms are like how the robots recognize what to filter.
Yeah.
I feel like they're a little bit broken sometimes.
Yeah.
They think they see patterns, and then they throw something weird at you that really doesn't fit your behavior pattern at all. You right. want to see naked women. You don't want to buy tampons necessarily.
No, I don't mind buying them. It's not a big deal.
Hey, just, vaginas. Yeah. How about this? This has to do with vaginas. Yeah. Oh, sorry. You don't. You're okay. Oops.
It could be. And I don't mind. You know, if like I said, the wife sends me to the store. She's like, give me some tampons. I'm like, no problem. She's give me some pads. That's fine. I don't care. And it's not like I can remember back when I was first married. I thought I was cool because I could do this and I didn't have a problem. So look at me. I'm a cool guy. Now I don't even. It's whatever, you know. Tampons.
Well, I think
tapioca.
That's the calling card of a real husband, a real comfortable husband.
Well,
you don't even. It's not that you're flaunting that you're buying tampons and that you're proud of it. You don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
And you have no emotional response. You're just buying the tampons.
This is true, and I'm probably going to embarrass my wife when I tell this, but and it's got nothing to do with Mexico. But she has sent me to the store. And she knows that I don't know brands and styles and stuff like she does. And so she has sent me to the store and told me, when you get there, I want you to take pictures of the packages and send them to me so I can tell you which one to get.
I've done that.
Okay, so there you go.
For
there
my
we are.
Wife. Yeah,
we're standing in the tampon
like a milestone
aisle.
For me. Yeah,
yeah. Taking pictures. And like at first I was like, oh no, people are going to look at me and think I'm a weirdo. And I started thinking, yeah, like, you're the first guy who had to do this. I was like, okay, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened a lot. And you know what? That topic doesn't have to do with Mexico, but it does have to do with Los Vaginas.
Yes, Las Vaginas.
Oh, yeah, geez.
I don't know. I don't know if vagina is masculine or feminine, because words sometimes
play. I'm pretty sure that that wasn't the Spanish language at all, what I said.
I could look it up. But anyway, let's not do that. Let me read this.
No,
I'm going to read you the next fact that this guy gave me on this thing about Mexico. Number 7. And like I said, this is where I start going, more than I did before. Number 7. The Chihuahua dog has Mexican origins. And I'm like, you don't say.
Yeah, I could have put that one together.
Yeah. And he's got a picture here of a little Chihuahua with a serape wrapped around him, a red bandana, and a Mexican hat. You know, the stereotypical, what do they call it? What's the word for hat? You know, the hat.
Sombrero,
yeah. All right, so I'll just – and then it's also the world's largest Spanish-speaking country. Yeah, okay, it's bigger than Spain. It has the world's smallest volcano, big whoop. It's the largest silver producer, okay? The Aztecs – now here, just throw – so they got all these facts about Mexico. Boom, boom, boom. And then he's going to do a throwback. The Aztecs sacrifice 1% of the population each year. Again, he doesn't say the population of what. He just says 1% of the population. And every
did
year
you ever get
that
to the bottom, or do you know what country this guy's from, or anything else about him?
I do.
Seems like you're kind of putting together,
yeah,
a picture.
Yeah,
of who this guy is.
It's a little bit anticlimactic, but that's okay. Number 12 on this little list here is there are more than 100,000 taxis in Mexico City, and this is where I really started tuning in, because he didn't put 100,000, he put 100.000. Okay, so European, right?
Does that mean that there is 100,000 taxi cabs?
No, there's 100,000, and he uses a period instead of a comma because he's from a different country than I am, which means
I'm
weird.
Super distracted by the number 100,000 because it seems totally impossible.
No, it's not, because Mexico City is the biggest city in the world.
It is huge, right? Yeah. So, but 100,000 cabs?
Yeah.
100,000 cabs?
Yeah.
How many millions of people are in Mexico City?
All million. I don't know. He didn't put that on the list, little shit. Let me look real quick.
Isn't there like 10 million people in Mexico City?
There's at least that many. It is. Okay, in the year 2030, the population will be 24 million. But it's only 21 million.
Make it to half.
It's only 21 million. So if we do
21 million.
If we do 21
real quick,
million.
Guess. Okay, so what's the second largest city in the world, and do you know its population? I'm just kind of testing your trivia knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna guess. I'm gonna guess Bowling Green, Montana. Wait, it's not in Montana, is it? No. I'm gonna guess Toledo, Ohio, with 26 million. No. Okay.
Toledo, Ohio. Come on, man. Stop fucking with me. What do you really think it is? The second biggest in the world.
In the world, second biggest? Yeah. I want to say a New York or a Los Angeles or a Paris, but I'm going to go with something crazy here, Joe. I'm going to go with Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Well, that doesn't sound crazy. That sounds correct.
Oh, is it correct?
I don't know. Doesn't sound crazy, though. Hong Kong? That sounds right.
So you want me to look it up?
I'm going to guess like Beijing.
Oh, shoot. You know what? It's not the largest city in the world. I mean, according to worldatlas.com, Mexico City is not the largest city in the world. The largest city in the world is Mumbai. Wait a minute. That's not right. Because they're saying Mumbai.
I should have said that out loud, because I was thinking that maybe there was a city in India that was really, really big. I believed you 100% that Mexico City was the – in fact, I thought that was true before this podcast began. I had that in my brain. Okay. We're way off. All right, give me the top 5 cities.
Well, okay. Mumbai is number 10 on the list. Sorry, I have to go backwards. All right, I start at the bottom. Sorry about that.
The top 10, Mumbai is number 10. Okay.
Yeah, but Mexico City isn't even in the top. That can't be right. It used to be the – okay, so Shanghai apparently with 24.1 million people. is okay, the largest so in the world. And then Beijing.
Who made this list? Was it the same guy that was like, Mexican people work 43 hours total? His lists suck, so okay. Maybe he made this list too.
Okay, this is weird because the first thing I looked up said Mexico City has 21 million people, but now I'm looking at this list and it says Mexico City has 8 million people. I'm like, I don't think so, because they got 100,000 taxis.
I threw out 10, and I don't think it was random. I think that I've heard that somewhere at some point. 10 million. Man, I hate to hash this out on the show.
On the Mexico
meet
show?
You and Wikipedia. Is there a Wikipedia entry?
There probably is. Let me do Wikipedia, because they're the official ones, right? Everybody else must bow down.
Well, I don't know. I tend to trust Wikipedia. Maybe that's a foolish thing for me to do.
Yeah, they're saying that the city proper of Chongqing has 30 million people, and the metropolitan area has 17, and the urban area has 8. I don't see how that works. Anyway, yeah, Mexico City, not till you get down here to, 9 million. But 21 million in the metropolitan area, so there you go.
Okay, I need two things, if you can give it to me.
Okay.
What number is Mexico City in the, you know...
25.
Of the largest cities, what number is it?
Like
how does
25?
It rank?
25? 25.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Now, can you give me the top 5 cities?
Yeah, I can. But I want to make it funny and interesting for our listeners. So I'm going to do it in an accent, but I haven't thought of one yet. Okay, here we go. So, largest city in the world, Chongqing, because I've been there twice, and then Shanghai, and then Beijing, and Lagos. That was stupid. That was terrible. Erase this.
What the hell was it?
If you listen to this show, go back in time and don't listen to what I just said. Here are the top 5. Chongqing, Shanghai, Beijing, Lagos, which is in Nigeria, and that's 5.
I know that you wish that whatever you just did never happened.
Yeah.
But what accent were
I'm
you attempting?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to finish Mexico. Screw it. No, Joe, we're moving on.
Okay.
That was so bad. It was so bad. Let me see how far along we are on the show here. Because we have ads to do. Oh, shit, we're at 27 minutes. Okay. Where were we? Fact 12, more than 100,000 taxis in Mexico City. Fact 13, world's largest beer exporter. I said that already. Fact 14, the Great Pyramid of Cholula. Really, Cholula? That's what it's called? Anyway, the Great Pyramid of Cholula is the world's largest pyramid.
Okay.
Is that what it's called, Cholula? I thought that was the name of a hot sauce.
I think maybe the hot sauce was named after the pyramid.
Who would name a hot sauce after a pyramid? Why would... Okay, you're sitting down to some... What do you put hot sauce on, Joe, usually? Everything?
Chili.
What's something you put hot sauce on that people normally don't put hot sauce on? That's food. Don't say anything weird and gross.
Oh, no. I put hot sauce in chicken salad.
Okay. Great. There you are.
And guess what? I put Cholula hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah. You're whipping up some chicken salad.
And in tuna salad.
You're whipping up some tuna salad. You take a bite and you go, you know what this needs? What does this need? And you give a bite to Laura and she's like, you know what? I'm thinking pyramids for some reason. And you're like, Cholula. No, that did not happen. It didn't happen.
What do you mean it didn't happen?
No one thinks of pyramids when they're eating tuna fish with hot sauce in it. That doesn't happen.
That's true. But I think Cholula was made for such things as enchiladas and chimichangas.
Yeah, so? What enchiladas?
And so those things are from Mexico, and so is the Pyramid of Cholula.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do that Mexican food, such as burritos and chimichangas, are not the same as the food that the people who built Cholula ate. Because they didn't eat chimichangas back in the day, right? They didn't.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. And I sure as fuck they didn't have Cholula sauce.
This is how white and stupid American I am. I feel like a chimichanga is this unbelievably authentic Mexican meal.
It might be a Mexican thing, but it's not necessarily... Whoever built Cholula, was it the Aztecs or the Mayans or the Incas? I'm bad. I get them all confused. That's terrible. I'm very white. But I'm looking at because it's on topic, right? Chimichanga. I'm looking it up.
Well, I'm not improving with you well here. I'm not yes-anding you. I am no-butting you all day long.
That's okay. It's fine. Let me just real quick look up where chimichangas came from. You know what? Some people say that a chimichanga, also known as a chivichanga, was invented in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't no pyramids in Arizona.
No, anyway. A chivichanga is when you stab someone with a burrito in prison.
That's right. Okay, let me finish off these stupid facts because this is a boring topic. Last fact fucking is a. 15, Mexico City is sinking because everyone knows it's built on a lake and it's sinking about 3 feet a year. Okay.
Damn.
Okay, so here's bonus fact number one. The second happiest country in the world. According to the Happy Planet Index, Mexicans are the second happiest population in the world after Costa Ricans. I know there's some cold-ass Norwegians who'd be saying, what? No, I thought we were.
Yeah, I was thinking the Norwegians myself. Hey,
but honestly,
I feel like Nordic people are very happy.
That's yes, they're statuesque also. But if you had to choose between living in Mexico or Norway, where would you choose? Dude, really? You think about it? Seriously? The answer is Mexico. Come on.
I don't know. Look, I've never been overseas. I'm fascinated. I want to go to like Northern Europe. I really do. I've been to Mexico, so that threw me off a little bit.
I've been to Norway's and Norwegians. I've been to Oslo. Okay, the whole place is concrete. They don't have any grass there. First of all, one, two. Okay. Everyone there is 6'3", and everyone there is blonde, and everyone wears glasses except for one person in the whole country, and I don't remember her name, but she works as a border patrol agent, and she busted me for, well, she didn't bust me, but she told me I had to go get a strip search. She didn't do the strip search, but she's the only one because she's undercover. She walks up to you and she's all like, do you need a taxi? And you're like, yeah. And she's like, no, you don't. You're taking your clothes off in front of a dude who's three times taller than you. Anyway, that's a different story.
Yeah, I loved that story. You told it on the podcast before. Yeah, Did you know that?
I'm sure. Wow. I tell it all the time. Okay, anyway, bonus fact number two, and then we're almost done with this list. Bonus number two.
Okay.
Here you go. Home to tequila and mezcal. Well, blow my mind, dude. I had no idea.
I learned something. Tequila is just a subcategory of mezcal.
Oh, is it? Well.
Yes.
I did not know that. But I did know that they were from Mexico. He writes, tequila has become famous worldwide, and it's definitely something one should try while visiting Mexico. Thanks for the tip, dude. Had no idea. Hey, man, what are you doing going to Mexico? What are you going to do when you're there? I'm going to try this thing called tequila. It's supposed to be delicious. Yeah. There's a yearly volleyball match at the Mexican-U.S. border between residents in Naco in Arizona and residents from Naco in Mexico. So I guess Naco is on both sides of the border. Caesar salad was invented in Mexico. Bullshit. There's a 3-foot tamale that weighs 150 pounds.
Whoa.
Mexico has the world's smallest volcano. Already knew that. Artists can pay their taxes using artwork that they create. Bullshit.
Hey, this is a delayed joke, but you know what the nudist colony in Naco is called?
What?
Butt Naco.
Butt Naco. Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to talk about tourism, and then we can move on. So, you know, you mentioned you went down to Mexico for your honeymoon, right? And you had been down there before.
Yeah, we went down to Playa Mujeres.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been to Mexico several times. I've been to, where have I been? Puerto Vallarta, and I've been to Mexico City. I've been to Playa del Carmen and Cabo, right? So I've only been touristy places. I've never done business in Mexico. I've never lived in Mexico. So I'm very much I'm an outsider looking in, so to speak, and I'm fine with that. I do not want anyone from Mexico to think that I'm trying to horn in on your goodness, right? It's like, no, I'll pay for it as a tourist, but I don't want anyone to think that I'm some sort of like wannabe. I am a wannabe. I want to be in Mexico. I love it there when I'm there. But when I'm there, I'm on vacation, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like somebody said,
yeah.
Every time I go to what's a shitty place every time I go to North Korea, they give me prostitutes. So I love North Korea. I was like, of course you would, right? But if you actually lived there. So I'm not trying to say that I think Mexico is paradise. I'm just saying that I like it a lot as a tourist, and that's where I want to be a tourist all the time, right? That's all I'm saying.
I do really like it as a tourist yeah. too, and I don't pretend to understand the culture or to have had experiences there
right.
that make me super familiar with
right
with that country. It's all been touristy stuff. I've been to Rosarito. We'll hear more about that later.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question before we do the ads.
Yeah.
That show, I haven't watched it yet. You brought up a show called Los Espookies.
Yes. Oh, love that show.
And I guess Fred Armisen is in it, right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
And does he play a Mexican gentleman?
He does play a gentleman who is Mexican, yes.
And is the show – I had a couple of questions about the show.
Yeah.
Is it in Spanish?
It's in Spanish.
And there's subtitles for people that don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. Now, there are occasional scenes that are in English. Not very many, but a few. Those scenes, the subtitles are in Spanish. I'm not making this up. It's – yeah.
Is it a Mexican show?
Okay.
Because Fred Armisen, I feel like, can do whatever he wants. Like, yeah. He has no – I feel like him being on a show – a non-American show, be it Mexican or you know, European or whatever, I feel like that's something he would do. He's just all over the place. He's cool like that.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with that? Is it a foreign show?
So from what I can tell, it's not. It is a show created in the United States. Lorne Michaels is one of the executive producers. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
Lorne Michaels. It's very not. Yeah. A Mexican produced show.
That's right. It's not a show that they launched in Mexico and then they came brought it up here. No, it was created in the United States. But I don't know that it was even necessarily made for Mexicans, so to speak. Now, if you go on HBO, you can like say, okay, show me the shows that are in Spanish, and there are four people who speak Spanish, and they're made for them. It's about either Mexico or Spanish culture and things, and it drives from that. And anybody can watch these things, of course, but I think this was made ostensibly for I'm not so familiar with Mexico that I can tell you how their humor works. I'm assuming it's mostly the same as the rest of the world. Their humor works with things that are funny, but
is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty sure. But this show is definitely, my view of it is, it's an American show. So, and you should watch it ASAP. Everyone should watch it ASAP. That's what ASAP stands for. ASAP.
I always liked the title. I just like saying it. I don't know why. Phonically, it delights me.
What, Los Espookies? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so there you go. It's a great show. Watch it. It's only got 6 episodes. I don't know if they're going to do a second season or not, but each character is just so good. I mean, I can't even... We should do... Tell you what, when you watch the show, we'll talk about it at length.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's funny. All right. Should we do some ads and stuff?
Yeah, let's pay for this.
Okay, let's do that, because I've been a little bit all over the place today. I apologize. I'm having a bit of a rough day. I'm really, 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 really sleepy. So I apologize for that. I think it's because, Joe, honestly, our listener numbers are up a little bit, and I want to sabotage that. So I'm being shitty right now. Do you want to go first, or shall I?
Let's do the word from our sponsor first.
Okay. Do you want to introduce it, or should I just click it and go?
Well, let's have it. Beans. Beans. The magical fruit. The more you eat, however, the more you truthfully regret eating them because they make you fart all over the place. But what if there were beans that didn't cause a constant stream of air to flow out of your asshole? What if there was a frijole that made your butthole a fart-free hole? Olé. And what if you were still able to enjoy the beneficial effects that beans offer to keep you regular? Well, look no further than Los Espookies. The new gas-recanceling canned and recanned refried beans with laxative. I've already eaten 3 cans of delicious Los Espookies today, and I've only shit my pants once. Well, twice. However, technically, I haven't farted at all. And the good news is... The good news is that with Los Espookies...
none of the classic Rosarita flavors and textures have been sacrificed. These refried beans are seasoned with authentic Mexican spices and work great as a topping or as a side dish for any and all tacos, burritos, enchiladas, nachos, or chimichangas. Try new Losas Poopies gas re-canceling canned recanned refried beans with laxative today.
Oh man, I need to get. I was just, you know, I was on mute for most of that, so because I needed to. Oh man,
Losas Poopies.
All right,
yeah,
I'm gonna do a Larco ad now. I need to drink some water here. I'm gonna see if I can Foley this shit. Here we go.
Hey, I want you to know, my dad said that you should always laugh right into the microphone because you laughing is one of his favorite parts of the show.
Okay.
He said it's part of the show.
It is.
We shouldn't avoid it. Okay. He's delighted by the sound of your laughter. You should know that.
Well, that's okay. Thank you. Thank you, Double Barrel. That's that means a lot to me. Sincerely. See if I can try not to laugh, though, while I read this. Larco sent me an ad they want me to read. I know it's been several episodes since that's happened. They are, there's a lot going on at Larco right now, and I'll tell you the story as soon as I make it up, but for the time being, okay. Let me just read you this. All right, and they said, when you read this, pretend you're drunk. I don't know why, that's what they said, so.
If, all right, I'm doing it.
No, they said for me, the reader, to, you can.
Oh, also, oh yeah. As a reader, sorry. Yeah. I'll pretend that I'm drunk too, though.
Okay, but I'm not a very good actor, Joe, so sincerely, I mean this. If I'm mumbly and it doesn't make sense, have me start over, okay?
Well, your Jamaican accent earlier was fucking terrible.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here we go. You work hard and you play hard, but you won't stay hard if you drink too hard. But don't worry, Caballero. Larco is here to make sure the ram in your ramrod stays as stiff as the pole your fantasy mamacita dances the fandango on. Introducing our latest libation, the Viagrarita. Quality tequila and actual limes blended with 11 herbs and spices to help make sure your Johnson gets the job done, hijo. Grab yourself a pitcher of Larco's Viagrarita and watch her or his eyes light up when the dance in your pants starts a turgid tarantella of romance. Greek restaurateurs turned adult film producers Calliope and Daphne Cox on top of us always keep a few barrels of Larco's Viagraritas on set. And that's how they're able to film their latest skin flick, Porno for Gyros, in just 3 hours. James Zigadero of Little Rock, Arkansas, once drank a quart of Larco's Viagraritas and not only pleasured his wife for hours on end, he also pleasured the neighbor's wife, her dog, two trees in her front yard, and three of the four-seat cushions on the back of a Little Rock patrol car before he was tased back to full floppiness. In fact, Larco's Viagrarita works so well, we're being sued for child support in 15 states. So what are you waiting for? Larco's Viagrarita is available in bottles, buckets, cans, carafes, hottles, jars, urns, and piñatas. It comes in traditional strawberry, honeydew, honey-do-me, honey-do-re-me, honey-don't-rape-me, look-how-horny-you-made-me, and, of course, peach. On delay, pues, muchacho, chug yourself a few Cadillacs of Larco's Viagrarita. Do the stinko flamenco with your pinko, amigo, toda la noche. Ay, ay, ay.
Listen, dude. You did sound a little drunk, but you also, I don't know if this is on purpose, but were you supposed to read it kind of in a half-assed Texas accent, too?
No,
it
I
worked.
Didn't.
Really worked.
All right. No, well, when I get a little drunk, my roots, you know, because I live in Seattle, Texas, so I guess come out a little bit, but Viagrarita. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Well, you know, the guys from Pod Gods that reviewed our podcast, one of the things that he had to say was, we sound like cousins in the South. that have sex with one another.
Yeah, and we do sound like that.
I believe that dude is from Canada, so
Whoa, slow down. What? I didn't know this. He's from Canada?
So.
Canada
not Giovanni Tiny Shoes, but the other dude. I think that he's Canadian guy. And so I wondered if he just thought, because maybe we have Midwestern accents, I think, maybe.
What we have is non-accents. This is true.
That's what we think.
No, it's true. We have the accent that news casters and anchors and crap, they want to sound like. Like, they might be from New York, but when they're doing the news, they talk like we do. I don't know if that's
you
true.
Really think so, that we have no accent when it comes to the American dialect?
I am so egocentric that I say we have no accent, but no, yeah, I mean everyone has an accent. There is no such thing as no accent. Yes. Yeah, so.
Whenever I go to California, people tell me that they go, what is that accent from? Where are you from? And I was like, well, I'm from, down on Payne Street in Sevierville, Tennessee, and they're like, That's not right. And I was like, yeah, I got made fun of as a kid in Tennessee because I don't talk like the other people in Tennessee. That's for sure. Huh. I've been accused of having a Midwestern accent.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying that's not an accent.
And, well, that's, that's what I read in a paper I wrote. So, yeah, it must be true.
Okay.
The people who in California, don't they talk like – how do people in California talk? They're like, dude, surf's up, man. You talk like where are you from? I mean, it's not like they don't have an accent, right?
Well, Laura Pauline and Funtime Shags, they actually have Californian accents. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
Is it like on SNL that one sketch used to do, the Californians?
It's not that bad.
Okay.
But of course, my wife and Shags are both like, oh, we don't have accents.
Okay.
Everybody in America, I think people from New York know that they have accents, don't they?
They have to.
They must. But people in California don't think they do. And people from the Midwest don't think that they do.
Right. But people in Mexico don't think they do either, because they don't speak English, they speak Mexican. And I want to say this about Canada. Wouldn't you kind of say that Canada is like, I don't want to say the anti-Mexico, that sounds bad. I want to say it's like the inverse of Mexico, right? Like, you got America, and then in the South, we've got like it's warm, and they got this delicious food and beaches, and they got the Day of the Dead, which I don't know why I've always been fascinated by that, but I am. I love the sugar skull thing. I've talked about that before. They got all this stuff. And then in the North, it's like cold and lots of white people, and they've got poutine and hockey, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like the inverse of Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what the fuck.
I don't have a problem with Canada. I like Canada. I just, again, if I had to choose between living in Mexico or Canada, I'd choose Mexico. It wouldn't even, like, you would have to throw in a lot for me to choose Canada over Mexico, like, for anything. You have to throw in a lot of stuff. Like, hey, we're going to give you a house. Not enough. I can get a house pretty cheap in Mexico. Okay, we're going to give you a house, and we're going to give you 5 minutes alone in a closet with Ariana Grande. It's like, I don't know if she's be into that. You'd have to see her sign a paper or something. And even if I was in there, I'd want my wife in there too, because no one else is going to believe me, and she'd probably ask better questions than I would. And
you really love Mexico, and you prefer it over Canada when it comes to a destination for a holiday, as they would call it in Europe.
Yeah,
if you were going on holiday.
Yeah,
but I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, because I like going to Canada.
You've been to Canada?
I have.
Okay,
I've been to Canada.
Oh.
I went to Victoria once, and I thought it was gorgeous. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I went to Niagara Falls. And that was really, really cool.
It's barely Canada,
though. And you know what it is? Maybe what? I'm such a honky that the more northern the location, the more comfortable I feel.
No, come on now. You're not like that, dude. Come on.
No.
I
love Mexico, too, but like, I have great memories of Canada, and I'd like to go back.
Okay, Fair
and
enough.
I want to go to Norway, so I don't know what the fuck my problem is.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with you, okay? We're not judging. It's all good. You want to go to Canada again? Fine. Again, not, you know, say hi to Roger for me.
Well, I'm not going to say that I'm sorry.
And if you want to go to Norway, you know what? Go. Just, you know, if you're going to Norway, have a good time. You know, they eat a lot of sausages there. Their beer is all Pilsners, but whatever. It's cool. They don't have Tecate, but, you know, not every country can have Tecate. Well, okay, every country can have Tecate because Mexico is one of the largest exporters of beer. So,
do you think that people, when they get nearer kind of their evolutionary origin geographically, that they can kind of tell that there's some sort of comfort that creeps in because you're like, oh, this is where I evolved?
No, I think it would be the opposite. Honestly, I think that the closer people get to their evolutionary origins, the more uneasy they get. They get that feeling. They get the feeling that their ancestors got, which made them want to fucking leave in the first place. Like, ooh, this isn't. No.
Makes sense to me.
And given that you and
I,
you
know what I feel here? Oh my god, right here in this spot, I feel hundreds of thousands of years of torment and suffering.
Yeah, let's leave.
Why do I feel that way right now?
And that's why white people are so anxious, because most of us are not purebreds in the least sense. We have lots of genetic dispersity, if I could say that. Like you and I, having come from the same grandmother, we have Dutch, we've got Irish, we've got Scottish, we've got Norwegian, we've got German.
We're mostly northern honky.
We've got Greek. And so we're uneasy all over the place. No wonder I want to go to Mexico.
Well, and you know what? I've heard that the reason why, oh man, I'm keto. The idea behind keto that I've heard before that could be total bullshit is a lot of white people respond better to keto because of our evolution, because we evolved in these northern areas where basically our systems became good at fasting and then only eating meat every once in a while because it's so fucking cold. There's not a whole lot of vegetation. You have to hunt and hunt and hunt. And you finally get some meat. And so after 100,000 years of that, your body's pretty much set up to either fast or eat meat and fat.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I think that's utter bullshit. Okay, it's complete bullshit. First of all, we weren't anywhere, whoever we are, we weren't anywhere long enough to evolve that much. Okay, yeah, maybe we were in the cold regions for a couple of thousand years. I'll give you 10,000, but that ain't enough time to change anything.
And that's
anything.
Not long enough for us to adapt?
No, you can adapt socially and culturally, but your body, no, we didn't show up.
No, physiologically. I guess maybe that isn't long enough. What the fuck do I know?
We didn't show up in Norway and also be like, you know what, I'm having some kids, and those kids are going to learn to starve. I'm eating everything, but my kids are going to learn to... No, it's not like that at all. No.
Okay. Well, so I guess maybe that's just a weird racist idea that I found compelling.
I don't think it's racist, Joe. You're not. It's not racist. It's just... I'm just saying that I
heard this idea that white people respond to keto better.
No.
I think that... Just that, the very basis of that argument is stupid.
I think what it is white people are, in general, more self-hating than anyone else, and so they're always desperate to find something to make themselves, quote-unquote, better, and therefore they respond positively to change. Whereas, you know, some dude in Mexico gets up in the morning, he goes and he fishes for 3 or 4 hours, and then, you know, he sells his fish, he uses his money to buy some food, hangs out with his kids and his wife, you know, does a little bang-bang at night to make some more kids go to sleep. It's a great life, and he doesn't care if he's got, you know, a couple extra pounds on him because he doesn't have a scale, and he doesn't care if he's not wearing the latest fashions because he's cool, you know what I'm saying? It's just all sweat. And that's a stereotype, and that's actually part of an old joke. Well, my point is, Joe... In keto, there is no Mexico. Wait, in keto, there's no Mexico? In Mexico, there is no keto.
Well, I can imagine if, you know, someone's just saying, are you expecting me not to eat tortillas?
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
What, are
you a fucking idiot?
Yeah, no.
And that just makes sense.
It makes
sense. However, I am in ketosis, and I have been for a couple of months, and boy, do I fucking miss tortillas.
Ugh, you don't drink beer. You don't drink tequila. You don't eat tortillas. You want to go to Norway? We should change the show. It should no longer be called Just Because. It should be called Just Stop It, Joe. That's the new name of the show. And from now on...
Just Stop It, Joe.
I'm going to spend every episode convincing you to just stop it. No, I'm just kidding. I admire you, actually. Sincerely, I do. That's the fourth time I've used sincerely, but I mean it this time. I admire your tenacity. And I am looking forward to the day when you are as old as I am now and you give up utterly like I have. But until then...
Well, if the show's called Just Stop It, I'm doing pretty good because I stopped drinking. I stopped eating carbs.
Mm.
I've stopped everything but smoking.
Well, so see, you know what?
Once I stop that, then I'll be ready to stop breathing, and then this whole goddamn shit show will be over.
I don't know how... Well, you're not going to be able to breathe long anyway, because speaking of Mexico, if you go way, 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 way further south than that, we're mm-hmm. losing the Amazon rainforest, so... You know, you're going to be able to breathe much longer anyway. I know it's only 20% of the oxygen on Earth and we'll adapt, but still. But we're not, let's not talk about that. This is a comedy podcast. It's not a, oh shit, the Amazon's on fire podcast. Although that would be a good podcast.
How much time do we have? Because I just thought of another Mexico story.
Okay, good. Save this podcast from my rambling and bambling.
It's okay. Well, how much time do I have?
4 minutes. Plus Reichsop at the end, which is another like, 4 minutes.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking of my experiences in Mexico, and I had this moment where I thought I have a negative experience or like a bad memory in Mexico. Okay. But now thinking about it in retrospect, it was a problem with me and who I was. It wasn't a problem with Mexico at all. It was that I was a dumbass.
Okay.
And it doesn't reflect poorly on Mexico at all. But here's the story, because I thought it was like, oh, I had a terrible time in Mexico and it's Mexico's fault. No. I went down to Tijuana once, and I realized, oh, you can just buy Xanax down here. Right?
Wow,
really? In Tijuana. Yeah, you can just buy Xanax.
Is it cheap?
I don't really know how much Xanax goes for. I'm not like a big Xanax dude. At the time, I was like in my early 20s, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to buy some Xanax because I've had Xanax. It's great. Feels great. I was like, okay, I'm going to get some. I felt totally sketchy, super sketchy, and I bought a little pill bottle, I think they gave it to me in, of Xanax.
Yeah.
We're walking around. I'm walking around with my friend. Actually, this guy's name was Jason.
Okay.
At the time, I knew two Jasons, and they were actually called Jason 1 and Jason 2. They called each other that. It was fucking weird.
That is weird.
Anyway, J1 and J2. I guess that makes you J3. Sorry, man.
No.
Oh, no, you are fucking J1.
I'm J0.
J2 and J3.
I'm J0.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm J0, and a lot of people ask me this, and so I'm going to just tell them, yes, that's where Jay-Z got his name. He's like, J0, what if I just shortened it? And I said, yeah, you go ahead. You might want to work on your accent, Jay-Z, because you sound like a white guy. And he's like, oh, yeah, I will. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, J0. I was with J2, and we're walking around, and I had bought some Xanax, and then we drank a bunch of beers, and we were drunk. And I had this thing where I was just feeling really sketchy, and I'm like, oh, we're misbehaving here. I've got a pocket full of Xanax, and I'm drunk. And we were approached by a police officer. And okay. I had heard all of these stories about how, you know, police in Tijuana will just throw you in jail for no reason, and then you have to pay them a bunch of money to get out. I don't know if any of that is true. But I found myself, like, just a scared little white person, like, oh, yeah. This cop's coming up. He's going to throw me in jail. What the fuck? And he came up and he was just like, how are you guys doing? And I was like, oh my god, he's gonna arrest me. And I was like, there's Xanax in my pocket, I'm not supposed to have it, so if he searches me, he finds the Xanax, he's gonna throw me in jail for the Xanax. That was all me being an idiot.
Okay.
He was if he would have found my Xanax, everything would have been fine, because you can buy Xanax in Mexico. By the way, when I was crossing the border back into San Diego at the time, I was completely comfortable, and that's when I was in danger of getting caught for smuggling fucking drugs across the border. That's when I felt totally comfortable. I was scared shitless in Mexico, when I was approached by a police officer.
But okay,
wait. There's one more thing. Okay. Then after the cop walks away, I turn around. Okay, my initial memory was that a car came careening out of nowhere, and I had to dive out of the way.
Wow.
Because, and my explanation in my mind was, oh my God, people drive like assholes. Sorry in Mexico.
That. Yeah.
But thinking back on it, I was scared shitless from talking to the cop, and I turned around and wandered into fucking traffic and had to dive out of the way of a fucking car that was simply just trying to drive. Is any of this making sense?
It's totally all making sense. And I do. Yes, Joe.
I am an ugly American. And I was an uglier American when I was 23.
You were. You aren't anymore. 23 or ugly. And yeah, now I'm going to. I'm not even joking. I'm going to think about your story. Every time somebody tells me, oh, I had a bad experience in Mexico, this guy and then this thing. And I'm like, no. It's you. It's you. The cop was walking up to you because he was concerned for your safety and wanted to ask you if you were okay, and if the answer was no, he was going to give you some Xanax, you would feel better. And the guy who was trying to hit you with a car was also trying to get you to the hospital where you could get... God damn it, I hit the show intro button instead of outro. Sorry.
You did that last time.
I did.
It's good. It's becoming a thing.
It is. I just need to move them around.
The but guy that's was the thing.
Yeah.
That's right. If you're having a bad experience in Mexico, check yourself. Are you just a scared white person that is so sheltered from all other culture that you just assume that things are going poorly, but it's actually just it's you, it's your fucking problem. Yeah. It's all internal, and that's what happened to me. So
I applaud you for admitting that. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong about Mexico. All right, everybody. So
I was going to say something, and I realized, fuck it.
Okay. I don't do this very often because I'm oblivious, but I'm going to apologize for the way I behaved on this show. I do think that the Larco part was my only good part. But I'll do better next week. What are we going to talk about next week?
I don't know.
I'll tell you this.
Animal episode, we had a couple of... we told one out of three pit bull stories, so we need to tell two more pit bull stories. I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe a few episodes from now, we'll have the power couple, Gus and Jen, back.
Yeah, not Ryan.
To finish that up.
Oh!
Not Ryan.
I know what we should do next week.
What's that?
Okay, so the day after we record, if we do it on Thursday... I am going to go up to Lake Country here in Texas with my wife and some friends and their kid who's about the same age as our son. It's something we hoping to become an annual thing where the six of us get together and go someplace. They're cool.
Okay.
Someplace, you know, rustic. Anyway, that's going to involve a lot of packing, Joe. Huh? You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So next week, let's talk about your lost shorts.
Okay, if you think we can do a whole episode about the fact that I think you stole my shorts, I'll be really impressed. And our listener will be fucking bored.
We can, though. We can make it a fight episode. I don't think we should, because I genuinely want you to find them. And I feel no like rancor towards you for thinking that it could be possible I took them. Like, I don't feel bad about that. Like,
I envision you wearing them right now.
I'm not mad at you for thinking that I took them either on purpose or accident. I'm not in the least. I didn't take them. And I totally get where you're coming from. It's like, I can't find them. And you're going through every possibility. One positive is that asshole was in my house and he took them. But
it's Laura that blamed you.
Really?
I said, okay. I haven't seen my shorts in a while. They're my favorite shorts. She's like, how long has it been? You know, I gave an estimate. She was like, that's right, when Jason was here. He just threw your shorts in his bag and fucking took off to Seattle, Texas.
So does she think that I did it on purpose or just accidental? Because I have a real psychological problem with wearing other people's clothes. I know that just sounds like obvious, like everyone does. But no, like the thought of wearing other people's clothes just skeezes me out. I don't like wearing... So if I took them, it would be...
You could wear my shorts like a blanket.
No, they're not.
Use it as a sleeping bag, maybe.
Okay, that's even skeezier. So, did you look everywhere?
You mean skeeve? We skeeved out or skeezed?
I don't know what I'm saying. I am known somehow.
Skeeze is a better word.
Okay.
Skeeze.
I have a reputation in our house for being the person who can find things. So, I'll just fly to your house. Southwest has got some cheap flights. I'll just fly to your house and find them for you. No, I can't do that because Laura will think that I just brought them with me. And, oh, magically found them. Now give me some tequila. No, it's not. No.
Hey, guess what? We just did all the material possible on those shorts. So that topic is out, man. We've already covered the whole fucking thing.
Okay, we'll think of something. And the
shorts would cover your entire body.
We'll think of something. You have 45 seconds to think of something to shout. Love you, man. Love you, listener. Love you, world. Love you, Mexico. Good night. Buenas noches.
I love you too, Jason!